Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Boys and girls, I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Crime guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
Retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
In 1976, Flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
Colby has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28th.
He's missing and he's been drowned after the parachute.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
They're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel built-in radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We have got to fight, stand up. It's not going to be easy.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight. Thank you.
www.AlexJones.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it's very hard to think about this.
I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference.
We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. It cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time.
Which, by the way, that's what people like me think you're going to do.
So that's who these people are. They've all got armed guards, but they don't want you to have a right to a Second Amendment, even though statistically, guns stop crime dozens. More than dozens, 20, 30, 40% times more than they're used in crime. It's just insane, just like when an Islamist uses a truck to run somebody over. Tim Enlow is a school safety training expert for the police. He also trains police for courthouse security, you name it. And there is a timeline. The state police on Monday laid out a timeline, and now that timeline, the LA Times and others have looked into it, they're saying it's accurate. And other news agencies are reporting it. Tim Enlow, why don't you go over the timeline of what we know now that indeed he did barricade himself in.
So the latest report, which was posted about an hour ago, says that at 11:32 a.m., he did exchange gunfire, or gunfire was exchanged outside the school, and then he managed to get into school. And then the latest report says at around 11:43 a.m., he's reported killed. So we're looking at probably around 11 minutes from the time he was shooting or there was gunfire outside the school until reports are in that, that he's been put down. And again, we don't know if those reports are 100% accurate, but it certainly gives a more definitive timeline than what we've had so far. And unfortunately, 11 minutes is a long time.
It is a long time, but so... we'll have to learn more as this unfolds.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, what kind of equipment the first officers who contacted them had them, what kind of equipment they had. Did they have rifles? Did they only have handguns? How far away were they? You know, but for me, the most problematic thing is multiple reports are saying he somehow entered a back door to the school, which was open. And in this day and age, I don't understand why schools aren't making sure throughout the day that all their doors are properly secured. Alex, if you know, I have a refrigerator at home. If I leave that door open on the refrigerator for more than 10 seconds, it starts beeping. So you would think, and that's a refrigerator, so you would think at schools there should be some kind of little alarm system on the doors where if a door is accidentally left ajar, left open, that a small alarm sounds, right, so that the teachers know.
Well, I mean, why not do what's at my house? Why not have a fence with a gate, and then whoever's authorized to have even that first level of entry has it? Because almost every time it's not a parent, it's not a teacher, it's not somebody that works there, it's somebody from outside. What about the simple thing of a fence around the schools? As you pointed out, they can harden the actual school, but with all the portable buildings and all right. the trailers they put up, that doesn't work.
Right. And that's the other thing, right? We have so many portable buildings now at schools because schools don't have the funds to build hard building or they don't have the space or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, I do agree that any barriers that you can in place are going to help. So I think it is time to maybe think about some kind of fencing around school properties and things like that to help people, you know, keep these properties secure.
But here's the biggest issue for me. They kill their mother. They kill their grandmother. They're into Satanism. They're into the occult. They're into self-harming. They always wear all black. It's always the same MO. Like Cruz in Florida at Parkland. For several years, he was kicked out. They called him the school shooter. He was always threatening to do it. He was kicked out at the time. So the white supremacist in Buffalo, he was threatening to attack the school. They'd come and visit him. The same thing with Adam Lanza and Sandy Hook. The CIA and FBI had come visit him for hacking, and they knew all this, and he got a gun illegally. It's like, I mean, it's a certain type of whacked-out incel person that does this.
I agree, and I think that's another issue that needs to be looked at is that of profiling, and by profiling I mean, you know, you have somebody who obviously has mental health issues. What tools are we going to give to law enforcement to make sure that they can properly screen and assess that person to determine whether or not they pose a threat? And that may take maybe mental health professionals now working within the police department. That may take more training for the police officers. I don't know. But the mental health crisis in this country is going to guarantee that we're going to continue to see shootings and mass murder like this.
And look at the individuals that did this. I mean, these are obvious psychotics.
Yeah.
And look, there were abuses in the mental institutions in the U.S., no doubt. But after the one who flies over the cuckoo's nest in the 70s, they just got rid of them.
Exactly.
And so you see them all over the street corners everywhere.
Right. Yeah, we don't institutionalize mentally ill people anymore. And that's one of the problems that we're having. But more importantly, even, you know, the whole selling idea on that was, oh, we're going to do community-based treatment. But there is no treatment. There's no follow-up.
That's right, because crazy people get guns and do things. We're not at fault,
right.
Especially when almost every time the red flags are all there and nothing's done.
That's exactly right.
I mean, put that back on screen. Six of the most famous mass shooters, and I mean, well, there's a dozen or more of them.
Yeah.
I mean, look at them.
And if you look in their
look
eyes,
look at them. I mean, my God, you wouldn't let that person cook you a hamburger,
right?
You wouldn't. I mean, these people. I mean, look at them. They're demons.
Yeah. And again, screening and proper assessment, threat assessment of these individuals is something that is seriously lacking.
They're suicidal, drug addict, crazy people, into the occult, and every time shoot 'em up games. And every time I point out, people go, well, don't be against video games. I play that. You're not a psycho. You can play a shoot 'em up game. You can play a military game. It's the MO. It's the criminology. It's the psychology. I mean, we have an absolute profile on these people. I've never seen a profile so clear and clear cut, Tim.
Right. And again, you know, apparently this guy was contacting people, sending pictures out of his weapons to people who didn't even know him, right? Like on Facebook and things like that, like, oh, you know, sending pictures of his AR-15s he had just purchased and things like that. And again, while posting a picture in and of itself is not a threat of any kind, right? But when some person you've never heard of or seen before suddenly sends you a picture of a gun, right? You got to start asking some questions like, who are you? Why are you sending me these pictures? What, you know? And it just seems like a lot of things once again fell through the cracks. And that's the pattern we see in all these shootings. It's not about the gun. It's not, that has nothing to do with it.
And now it's coming out. He did cut himself. He did threaten
him. Right. It's all the missed signs along the way. And nobody is focusing on that. And nobody is working on how to properly assess these signs in the future to prevent these kind of tragedies.
And again, they're depressed, mentally ill people, and the media advertises school shootings. So now on the menu of options, suicide by cop, kill yourself, what? No, I'll just go kill kids at school.
Yeah.
It's an option being put in people's heads. It's mind control. We'll be right back. Final segment with Tim and Lowe.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
And we must ask, when in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, fundamentally change the amount of the carnage that goes on in this country? To state the obvious, and Corey and a lot of other people here, I'm sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on. I spent my career as chairman of the Judiciary Committee and as vice president working for common sense gun reforms. As I said, as a senator and a vice president. While they clearly will not prevent every tragedy, we know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon.
Yeah, you could. Tim Inlow is a veteran, a patriot, as an American, as a Texan. What's your response to that?
Yeah, it's absolutely hogwash. The Second Amendment makes no restrictions, actually. It just says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That could be nuclear weapons, but we're not saying.
But yeah, exactly. But, you know, and again, it's just, this is every single time there's a shooting in this country, we see the dishonest politicians come out and use it as an opportunity, whether it's Beto or Biden or, you know, whoever. And again, what we don't see them do is saying, hey, give us the after action report from the police. And hey, police, what made your job harder when you ran into this incident? And what can we do to help you to make sure that in the future you have an easier time dealing with this kind of situation? That's what we don't see from the politicians.
They just say it's a problem that can't be fixed till we take all your guns. But I've got stacks of articles here. New massacres just as big in Mexico where the citizens can't own guns.
Right. And, you know, somebody just during the break sent me a slide, and it showed the difference between these shootings where there was an armed good guy present who acted versus where people called 911 and waited for a police to respond. And in every single one, the difference in the amount of carnage is, like, unbelievable, right?
Well, how many churches? There was one even in South Texas a few years ago.
That's right.
The guy stopped him.
That one is on there. That one is on that slide.
Send it to me. I'll send it to the guys.
Yeah,
we'll show
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, this is what we're dealing with, right, is that this dishonest discourse by the politicians.
Well, there's also this idea, while you're sending that the world's got to be perfect with 7.5 billion people. When, yeah, there's places where they don't have any gun crime, but the government kills millions of people every time. Venezuela, the citizens can't own guns, but the government's murdering millions of people. It's all on record.
Right.
So yeah, there was no gun crime in communist China when Mao killed 100 million people.
Right. So there's like a dozen shootings on this slide, right, where someone who was armed, a good guy, was armed and present.
Send it to them.
Right. I just sent it to them. And, you know, the most people that were shot in a situation like this were 9. Now you go to where there was no person armed, a good guy present, armed, and who acted, and they waited to call 911. And now the biggest number, like, was the Pulse nightclub. So you're looking at 102 people shot. Right. So 9 people versus 102 people. And that's just one example. Right. Like, if you go down the list where they called 911, it's 34 people, 102 people, 34, 22, 47, 70, 28, 31, 46, 43, 46 again. Right. And on the other side, when there was somebody, a good guy that was armed and acted, now the highest number is 9. But then it immediately drops down to 4. 5, 2, 1, and 1, right? Like, it's just, there's a huge difference there. So, again, this is just dishonest discourse by Biden and them. We know that good guys with guns have and continue to save lives.
Absolutely. And this is not a ass-kissing exercise of the police. When the police do wrong things, we're all over them. And you see leftist jurisdictions like areas in Canada where they're banning free speech or things in Europe. We're against that. But in America, our police compared to other places are good. And there's a battle over who controls them. And if conservatives abandon the police and don't put in our input, the left, with all their bullying and federalization, are going to win. So that's why we can't just knee-jerk reaction, just to go with the left attacking the police.
No, I agree 100%, right? And again, what I want to see, you know, they do all these commissions, right? Like, we got the January 6th commission. We got all these commissions, right? But what we don't see is a true looking into of the after action report of these situations and how to improve. Law enforcement does it internally, but on the politician side, to support law enforcement and say, hey, what didn't you have that would have made a difference? Let us get that for you. That's what I don't see right now.
But there is a difference because of bureaucracy and command and control. In the days of the UT Tower shooting, a cop and a janitor went up and killed the guy, and they didn't wait. They went up and did it, and so there is some type of bureaucracy. But I get it. It's a big giant school. How do you? I go to big schools sometimes to give a speech. It takes me 20 minutes to find where I'm at.
Right.
Imagine you just show up at a school. You've been there before. You've done drills. You do training there, but still, it's training where the guy's in this hall. He does that, but then you don't even know where he's at.
Right. And like I said, equipment is key, and that's why I'm a big proponent of...
Tell us about the shield over here.
Right. We have a bullet-resistant shield there, right, that stops rifle rounds. Again, we don't have all the facts yet, but...
And you do drills, and a lot of cops can't even properly use it.
Right. Well, and they don't have them, right, or they weren't trained on them. I did a sheriff's department not too long ago. They had two shields in their courthouse, and when I asked for a show of hands how many people had actually gone to a shield operator course, not a single one of them had been to a shield operator course, right? So most of them hadn't even picked a shield up, right? It was just sitting there. And so we need good training, we need proper equipment, and we need more and more drills at these schools to prepare for these kinds of
situations. Just like the Roman army did. That's why they were so good.
Yeah, it has to be never ending because, again, the bad guys always change their tactics. They learn from watching the previous bad guy, and then they try to add on whatever he did, and they try to sit there. And we continue to see that. So law enforcement has to keep up as well.
Let's show some of these images from the New York Post. Well, again, the issue isn't guns. It's not the police not being perfect, though we can improve them, and we will. We're going to look at we can't wait for the surveillance footage. You can't wait. I mean, I don't want to see it, but we need to learn what actually happened with the surveillance footage. But the state police, as you said on Monday, put out a statement that's now basically being confirmed to be pretty much accurate. And so the answer is don't be a target, folks. Don't be weak. Get a concealed carry. Learn how to use a firearm. And just understand that big public schools are the target. And so many public schools have good people running them. A lot of them have leftists running them. I think for me, the answer is if you can afford it, get your children out of big schools.
Yeah, I mean, again, it seems like funding is always an issue, right? They don't want to fund, but there's ways around that, right? Like, for example,
people will volunteer to be part of training.
That's exactly right, and you have reserve police officers, reserve deputies,
there
reserve
are people
constables.
That want to help.
That's exactly. They're not even being paid. They volunteer their time to go in, and they would love to sit there and make a difference at a school if you give them the opportunity to.
All right, Tim Inlove, thank you. As the days unfold, give us more intel, because I have a bad feeling we're going to see more of this with 166 days out from the election. It's just like clockwork. It starts happening. Who knows why it's happening? We're going to try to figure it out. I got a bunch of news, other issues to hit.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of t-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your
wardrobe. So there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone, and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's funny, it's like, I find it really interesting that people think that, like, spreading and discussing realities and how we heal from our country's wounds as spreading hate, when really what it is like, they don't want to be reminded of the hate that exists. And if we aren't willing to confront it, it's just going to keep growing. Talking about it is not... feeding it, it's not inciting it. White supremacy is a fact. It's not just a fact. You look at FBI statistics, which underreport hate crimes, police statistics, even all the institutions that underreport hate crimes still has white supremacist groups as by far the leading driver of domestic terrorism in the United States. And that's with all the generosity that they get from underreporting. It's not even close. It's like the bar of white supremacist violence is like this, and then it's like all the other categories are like that.
Really? Show us this graph.
So it's not inciting anything to talk about that. There's no what ifs here. There's no, like,
she gets to
what
be on
about
Facebook
Antifa here? Like,
and Twitter and Instagram. You don't.
At the numbers.
So she can lie her ass off.
All of us accept responsibility for
all right,
the
shut
reality.
It down. I can't listen to it anymore. So this is all over the news, that white supremacism is an epidemic. It's everywhere. Some horrible person they claim is a white supremacist killed 10 black people a few weeks ago. There's 7.5 billion people on the earth. They're starving tens of millions to death with all the lockdowns. And they've got the nerve to sit there now with anti-terrorism bills, using the shooting in Uvalde, saying we need to go after the white people, they're terrorists, when white people have one of the lowest crime rates out there. It's unbelievable. All right, I want to hit a bunch of other news and get to some key clips here ahead of the guest host who's taking over the fourth hour. And I just want to say this. They have to totally silence us to be able to get away with their gaslighting. They have to not let the people communicate so they can sell absolute total bull like you just heard. So I don't care what color you are. If you got red blood, you love God, I love you. We're together in this fight on this planet for the future of our children. And they have done everything in their George Soros New World Order power to silence us. But because of you, we are still on air, and I salute you for that. So we have this big Memorial Day special going that's huge, up to 60% off, double Patriot points. But we also have something very, very special that I want you to be part of because it's historic. And you're the founding members. And if we're able to stay on air in the next 6 months and what we're doing, we're going to have a lot of special exclusive films and media and discounts and so much more for people that help us be founding members. The third coin, we're going to play the clip here in a moment. The third coin is now here and will be gone in 6, 7, 8, 9 days, guaranteed. And these coins are selling for 3, 4 times, many of them, for what people bought them for. It's got a markup to fund building new things, keeping us on air, and doing very, very exciting things. So the Come and Take It coin is a Second Amendment coin that we designed more than 6 months ago, that was minted in the United States a month ago, that was delivered on Monday. We have 10,000. It's one run. It's a limited edition. Founding member says, come and take it on the head side with a come and take it Greek fighter from 300. Historical thing that happened on the back. Spartan. We have Texas with the come and take it when Santa Ana came to take the guns right close to Uvalde and they said no. It says, free men bear arms on the tail side with the Texas cannon and the Gadsden snake coiled around it, protecting it. And on the head side, we have the Spartan from 300, the real historical thing that happened. And the words, come and take it. It's available right now at 1776coin.com. That's 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. And if you give us your email when you buy it at 1776coin.com, then you're going to get a lot of exclusive things. It's already started. People that are founding members know, but it's not just going to be promo codes of 10% off on top of sales, which is a great deal. You save your money right there. It's going to be, hey, here's your membership. Here's your exclusive thing. If we're able to stay on air, if they're able to shut us down, we won't. But that's why we're doing this fight. It's like the historical event that happened when Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin went to France at the beginning of the Revolutionary War, and they took shiploads of printed little American flags that they sold for 20 or 100 times what they were worth. The French buying, this is only worth 3, 4, you know, this is only marked up 3, 4 times. The French wanted a piece of American history. They wanted to know they'd funded a rebellion as a memento, so they got little American flags for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times they were worth, as part of their donation. This is a historic silver coin designed by yours truly, Minute in America, that funds our operation, that then gives you exclusive founding membership in a lot of projects that we are very close to getting off the ground. We're a few months behind because of everything going on, but we're always like that. And everybody knows, if I'm planning to something, if I say I'm doing something, I'm going to get it done or die trying, and I ain't failed yet, so I ain't dead yet. So I don't give up. I don't give in, but I could give out. So go to 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com, same site, and you can get this historic coin right now, and it will never be more made. And we're going to have more coins and more things, but they won't have the same markup because they're not founding member coins. They'll be used to fund things, great historical mementos, great collectibles, but these are three coins, and this is the third in the set, and it is over. Your one chance to be involved, 1776coin.com. I want to thank everybody that has gotten the previous two. In fact, we know that it's mainly folks that got both coins that are already buying this coin today. We've already sold out in just the last 2 hours, or 2 hours and 40 minutes, of 20% of the coins. And so these are selling out even faster than the coin sold out before, and it's so exciting that you have a will and you care and you're engaged and you're involved, and to see the victory is beautiful and is amazing, and it just brings a lot of joy to my heart to know you're so committed. This is a memento. This coin will last millions of years. This coin is eternal. This coin is the heart of America and everything we're doing and everything we're fighting for. And again, I didn't know this mass shooting would happen now. I didn't know we'd have a Second Amendment coin that was planned to be launched 2 months ago this week. It was planned to be launched Monday, but I got busy. The 18-wheeler wasn't here yet. I wasn't ready to launch it. And then I got busy Tuesday. And now here we are on Thursday launching the coin in the middle of this. The Second Amendment has never been more precious. Get your. Come and take it. Second Amendment historic coin exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The first coin, George Washington slaying the dragon. On the other side, the American Eagle defending the Republic. The next coin, the Tree of Liberty being watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And now, the third historic coin, 1 ounce silver, pure silver, come and take it. Founding member rounds at InfoWarsStore.com has links to it at the top of the page. We have banners on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Over on Paul's site, I'm told he'll put some banners up at Summit.News, but be part of this history. I just wish I'd have done 20,000 each coin, then we'd have plenty of funds. But we are right on the edge of the red and the black. We need the funds. We're not going to back down your rights and freedoms. We love you. We appreciate you. And separately, we have the Memorial Day mega sale has arrived, up to 60% off and double Patriot points, 10% off on your next order, not just 5%, at InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power, 40% off. Brainforce Ultra, amazing, 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off. With all the stuff going on, boost your immune system now. Ultimate fish oil, highest grade fish oil, 50% off. We barely make any money on like 10%. Ultimate at that discount. Ultimate krill oil, 40% off. Immune support, 60% off. Giant. Whole food multivitamin, 40% off. Hair and beard support, it's also a multivitamin mineral, 60% off. All Dr. Jones Naturals, 40% off. T-shirts at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. The American Revolution Part 2 is here. Thank you for funding it. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Black and white can only turn to gray. In time, we're all gonna find out. Our time's all gonna wind out and just count down until that judgment day. But everybody knows you live and you learn. Lessons just go on and on and on.
Yes, they do.
Guess we're gonna have to wait for all the pages to turn. Find out if it's right or if it's wrong.
You live, you learn.
You live and learn.
I meant to get the calls today. We had a swift guest in for over an hour. We got another special guest coming up next hour. I got a lot of news to cover in the meantime. Kate Iyer is set to take over. Always covers the key documents. Stuff the globalists don't want you to know. But here's the bottom line. Newtonian physics show us, and the unified field theory of Max Planck, codified by Albert Einstein, shows us, but we don't need to see it in the numbers. We know it in life, that for every action, there's an opposite reaction, an equal reaction, an opposite and equal reaction. And so the New World Order needs to know that. And they know that. The harder they hit us, the stronger we get if we don't give up. And that's been happening behind the scenes, and the system's pissed. But I knew this would happen. But I have a moral duty to not play into their system. Hell, I got a bunch of tricks I can play on them. I know their operation better than they do. I've got the Ring of Mordor. If I wanted the ring. But I will not use evil to defeat evil, because it will turn into evil in the end. I will only use good against these people. And that's what this comes down to. So, I got a bunch of stacks of news I haven't gotten to here, and I want to cover them. But I mentioned the coin earlier that's going to sell out in the next 6, 7, 8 days. And since we made this promo video that I've forgotten to play, we might as well air it, then I'll hit the news. Here's the new Second Amendment coin. It's been planned 6 months ago, minted a month ago, in our vault yesterday or 2 days ago. I guess Monday now, 3 days ago. And ready for you at 1776coin.com. Here it is.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Milan Le Bay by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon, and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
That's right. Everybody that is part of that membership, very special things will happen if we win, if we're able to even carry on. But I'd say about 9% chance. You don't care. You want to keep us in the fight. We appreciate you. Okay. I made a lot of preparation for this show today at home and then here, and I haven't covered one-tenth of it. But let's try to go ahead and go through it here today. Here's the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Onlookers urge police to charge into Texas school. Does look like the response was slow and badly coordinated, but he was barricaded inside, so it's a little of both sides are right about that. Witnesses, police refuse to enter school as Uvalde shooter rampaged, subdued parents, begged them to act. The do-something crowd does nothing. Joe Biden, we played the clip earlier during remarks on Texas mass shooting. The Second Amendment is not an absolute, but your tyranny is. We played the clips earlier. Be honest, the Dems want you to repeal the Second Amendment. Alleged Uvalde gunman had violent tendencies before opening fire at school. They knew he was planning it, but nothing was done as usual. Horrifying moment. Mexican drug cartel, there's video of this, by the way, pulls mourners from a wake, a funeral line, and lines them up against a wall and shoots them, killing up to 17. You're not going to hear much about that, because that's a country where they've disarmed the people, though some still have guns illegally, to defend themselves, God bless them. So there you go. Florida House Rep Randy Fine tells Biden, try to take our guns and you'll learn why the Second Amendment was written. Firearm stocks soar over fears of new gun control. Yep. Just going to make the Second Amendment more powerful. Barack Obama uses Texas shooting to memorialize George Floyd. Says you shouldn't be so focused on this. What about George Floyd to create more racial division? Schumer scuttles votes on gun control bills to save his long weekend. He doesn't even have the votes to get them passed. Bill Barr explains the only thing that will prevent school shootings: hardening of the schools. Tim Scott blast Biden's divisive executive order on police reform. That's just some of the articles we've got in the stack today. But so many articles about massive exploding crime, shootings, stabbings, muggings, and the media covering it up. Studies show the media is inspiring copycat shootings, includes mass killings. Absolutely. And it goes on. Oh, but look at this article. Outrage as the NRA to gather in Houston just days after Texas school massacre. How How dare them exercise their First Amendment? How dare them sit up there and talk about the right to self-defense? How dare Trump come speak? How dare them? How dare you, the gun owners that are all to blame collectively for what's happened, meet together? You are murderers. You went in that school and you killed those 19 children, they're saying. Even though you own an automobile, and when a Muslim extremist ran over a bunch of folks in New York a few years ago screaming Allah Akbar and the media covered it up, were you blamed? No, because like I'm blamed because somebody used a truck to kill people? NRA meeting likely to be met with protest after school shooting. GOP Senator Bill Cassidy signals he'll support gun control. And a good question being asked by Red State, could SSRI antidepressants be one of the causes behind mass shootings? Could gasoline in an engine be the reason it starts? It's on the insert that it leads to that. Ted Cruz isn't perfect, but man, I wish he was on our side all the way. He just tore into this leftist saying, why is America the only place mass shootings happen? That's not even true. I just showed you mass shootings other places. Higher crime statistics. But he said, people are coming here for a reason. We trust individuals to own guns. We don't blame individuals for what other individuals do. Trump has confirmed he will attend the NRA convention in Houston on Friday, but attendees won't be able to bring their guns because they'll let a crazy in and do it. And it just goes on from there. We've got the Red Pope Francis, the Jesuit King, joins Democrats in calling for gun control, but he is protected by the Swiss Guard and armed guards. And that's just some of the news. And that's that. Now, we're going to come back. I'll do a couple segments. The Jay Dyer's going to take over. But I'm not done yet. And we are going to look at all of it. Because you want to talk about what the real death is? We got it right here. Leftists are about killing millions of people. And they're doing it right before our eyes. And we've got a lot of other key information we're going to be covering here today. And remember, the propaganda would not be necessary if resistance was futile. As the famous unattributed saying says, it's true. They're so close to losing. The battle is so intense that if you think giving up is going to make your life better, you're crazy. I know our audience isn't like that, but for new listeners, if you think making jokes about this or you think giving up is the way to go, you're out of your mind. The only way is to be informed and involved and strong. And that's what we're doing here. Because it's all part of you live, you learn. We'll be right back with hour number four, myself, Jay Dyer, and so much more. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, Band.video. Stay with us.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.